Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is inviting Alaskans to apply for new rent relief from September 13th through October 1st of this year, which would provide up to 3 months of rent relief to eligible applicants who meet federal requirements. The goal is to keep Alaskans in their homes and to alleviate stress and fear of eviction. Tenants and landlords affected by the pandemic are welcome to apply. Alaska Housing Rent Relief is open to all Alaska renters who may be experiencing financial hardship as a result of COVID-19, and everyone who is in need of assistance is encouraged to apply, including residents who may not have experienced similar circumstances in the past and who also are struggling to make ends meet. There are specific eligibility requirements that must be met, by the way, according to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, and their online eligibility checker is the first step to verify qualifications, and that can be found straight on their website at alaskahousingrelief.org. Also, you can encourage those around you to apply and share this information with family, friends, and neighbors. Alaskans in need of rental assistance should sign up at alaskahousingrelief.org to receive timely information about the September 13th opening. Applicants will receive regular information about the program via email and text message. Nearly one-third of all renters in Alaska applied for similar assistance that was offered in February and March. If cleared, eligible renters can get up to 3 months' worth of rent and utility assistance, and the funding will directly go to landlords and utility companies and to ensure it's being used for the intended purposes. To date, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation has distributed more than $117 million in federal funds to Alaska landlords and utility companies. More than 50,000 tenants representing more than 19,000 Alaska households who have experienced hardship due to the pandemic have been provided rent relief as of the 3rd of this month. Virtually everyone in Alaska who applied for relief and has provided the requested documentation for eligibility has had their past due rent and utilities paid. More info, RadioKenai.com. Two things to take away from the Alaska 2021 salmon season. More fish than expected, most of them smaller than usual. The statewide catch last week topped 212 million salmon, more than 22 million over the forecast. Lenny Welch has more.
Pinks have pushed the numbers with catches so far approaching 146 million. Projections called for 124 million pinks. The sockeye harvest also blew past expectations by nearly 8 million, totaling nearly 54 million reds. Only king salmon, chums, and cohos are lagging behind the forecasts. Across Alaska, the salmon are smaller than usual. At Bristol Bay, for example, the average sockeye weight was just 4.65 pounds, the lowest in 42 years. Researchers say it's because the fish are spending 2 years in the ocean instead of three before returning to the bay to spawn. A salmon's age is measured by how many years it spends in the ocean. Dan Schindler from the University of Washington's Alaska Salmon Program explained to KDLG in Dillingham.
The size of fish has declined for their age. So the size of two ocean fish has been declining slowly through time, and the size of three ocean fish has been slowly declining through time.
Salmon abundance in the North Pacific last year was the lowest recorded since 1982, according to the North Pacific Anadromous Fish Commission. Schindler said competition for food in large runs can also be a factor. Similarly, average pink salmon sizes in southeast Alaska are among the lowest on record at just 2.9 pounds. Weights for Chinook and cohos also are down. Chums were down by 1.6 pounds from last year and 1.9 pounds below the five-year average weight, according to Fish and Game. For KSRM News, I'm Lainey Welch.
A federal COVID-19 unemployment program that was helping 1,700 self-employed Alaskans is now a thing of the past. It was one of the several pandemic-related programs that ended recently. Pandemic unemployment assistance was giving benefits to people who aren't usually covered by the state, like self-employed and gig workers. Those residents no longer are eligible for federal unemployment assistance, but the state may still be able to guide them in the right direction towards finding work for retraining for skills used in prior jobs. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.